Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM in Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our Al-Fiqh al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Al-Fiqh al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Akhir 1445, the 3rd of Rabi'ul Akhir 1445, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 19th of October 2023. Alhamdulillah, today we'll be focusing on Palestine, Palestine, and Gaza in particular. We welcome our Honorable Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Zaid Khan, Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, currently what's happening in Gaza?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in a case like this, that we say that the headlines in the Haaretz newspaper is Israel-Hamas war day 13. British PM Sunak meets President Herzog. So that is Sunak, Rishi Rich, another war criminal as well. And we don't know whether he drinks cow milk or cow urine. But anyway, he is in Israel. And the Israeli army says at least 203 kidnapped by Hamas already, they're saying. Okay, recap. Tensions rise along northern border in West Bank as British PM Sunak in Israel to meet Netanyahu and Herzog. Now let's just pause here for a moment. You see the heading also, what it read. It read that Israel Hamas. But in the West Bank, there's no Hamas. In the West Bank, it's ordinary Palestinians. But what they're doing is that the settlers are there. And yesterday also settlers came at gunpoint and they removed the Palestinians from their houses in which they are living for decades. And they say this is our house. Now what will you say that is? So that is also a genocide. That also is war crimes and all these type of things. Innocent people. So therefore we say loudly and boldly the only solution is one settler and one bullet for these haramis here. You must remember that they are the people, and all these Biden and the Sunak and Macron and Scholz and all of them of Germany and so forth, all got blood on their hand, because you must remember they're all an accomplice in this genocide and in this war crimes and so forth. Israel police says investigation into people seen photographing buildings in center of country rules out criminal security background. Israeli army anti-tank missile fires towards Israeli town near Lebanon border. British Prime Minister meets with Israel. Okay, that we told you. And then when he says that is Rishi Rich, so what he says that UK stands with Israel after landing there in Tel Aviv. So Netanyahu has to play by Biden's rules to ensure American support and deterrence. So they were not supposed to open that border and all, and it's still not really open. They think it says open from tomorrow, basically.
Sure.
So you must remember that. So still, it means it's not really open. So Biden demonstrated, you must remember, American commitment so to Israel and its security. Okay, then they got here on kibbutz, Be'eri. Be'er means a well. So time stood still. So evidence of life before the massacre and so forth. So that's what we're going to discuss today. The massacres Israel carried out and so forth. Remember this. Palestinian reports 5 killed, dozens arrested in clashes in the West Bank. You see? So you must remember that is what it happens here now. So all this will go on because the biggest problem is the occupation. And the biggest problem is the unconditional support the West is giving them. And our Arab countries, Muslim countries, I wrote today in my Twitter account, they're hopeless and useless and so forth. And as one person put it very beautifully, he said that you Arab countries and Muslim countries, You're so hopeless. See, I'll read it out for you what he said. This is day 10. That was now 2-3 days ago. And until now, 20 Arab presidents that own half the planet's oil and gas reserves are unable to bring a cup of water into Gaza. See? So now you can say today is day 13 and still nothing has happened. They're saying tomorrow, when it happens, then we can say, you know. So this type of thing. Hopeless people, this. So anyway, Allah will deal with them. But we must know. You see, Quran Sharif teaches us, بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. Allah Ta'ala lets certain times things happen so that we come to distinguish between the truth and the falsehood, between the tayyib and the khabis, you see. So Quran Kareem states that also. So we must know this type of verses. So now we know exactly who are the haqq and who are batil, and who are the pure and who are the khabith, who are the moral and immoral people. So therefore, if you just read this verse here, then this will give you the whole understanding. Quran says, Surah Anfal, that is, chapter number 8, and verses number 36, 37. Surah 8, verses 36, 37. So Almighty Allah states, Inna alladhina kafaru, verily it is kuffar. So America, UK, and US, and France, and Germany, and all the Western countries who are helping Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime, who are war criminals. The whole world saw now how war criminals they are, the crimes they're committing. Inna alladhina kafaru yunfiquna amwalahum. So liyasuddu an sabilillah. They want to prevent people from the path of Almighty Allah. They don't want people to become Muslim. They don't want people to help the Muslims and so forth. So that's exactly what's going on now. Fasayunfiquna. So they will continue spending millions, billions, trillions, all that. $3 billion per annum per year for Israel. Thumma, thereafter, takunu alayhim hasra. It will become a means of regret and remorse. Why did we spend so much? South Africa, apartheid regime, the same countries. America, Britain, all of them, Europe, giving them millions and millions for the white regime. Then, when they're losing, ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ, then they will be defeated. See? So the same America, UK, Europe, all of them will be defeated. Because Quran is a living book for all time, all places. وَالَّذِينَ, that is in this world, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ. Then tomorrow they will be, the non-Muslims, to Jahannam, they all will be assembled, congregated, and so forth. Chapter 8, Surah Anfal, and that is verse 36. So 36, that is right. And then we go to 37. See now what Allah says. لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. So Almighty Allah is making a distinction. Allah is drawing a dichotomy between the khabith. So whole lot them are khabith. So Quran is calling them khabith. Remember that. So they are khabith, they impure, immoral, and مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ, from the pure, from the Muslim, who are the mujahideen. And then these khabithes and khabais, وَيَجْعَلَ الْخَبِيثَ بَعْضَهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Allah Ta'ala will put them all together. فَيَرْكُمَهُ جَمِيعًا. Allah Ta'ala will tell the angels, stack them up. You know how you have buildings, skyscrapers. So stack them all up, whole lot. فَيَرْكُمَهُ جَمِيعًا. فَيَجْعَلَهُ فِي جَهَنَّمْ. And whole lot will be dispatched to Jahannam, the hellfire. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. They are the biggest losers. So that is what we must know. So this kind of ayat we must teach the people, that the kuffar will have their victory, they will have their veto, they'll have everything. But end of the day will be hasra wa anzirhum yawm al hasrati. You see, Quran says. Then the day of hasra will come for them, and that is the day of regret and remorse, and then yawm al hisab, the day of reckoning, and then finish everything. So in this world also they'll be defeated. How Taliban defeated them and so forth. So remember that Taliban not only defeated them, Taliban collected so many arms and ammunition and what is booty and so forth. So you must remember that. So that is what will happen. And another thing, this we sent out to all of you, and I told you also, Mohan Zahid, about the kitab, and everyone who's a Maulana, is a Alim, is a Sheikh, whatever you want to call yourself, people who got real love and feeling for Palestine, and anybody who knows Arabic, you must read this book. It's the best book in Arabic. Remember that. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya hawla qadiyyatil falastiniyya. So what the Quran says regarding the issue of Palestine. You know, when I was teaching in Darulum there in Newcastle, I was in Newcastle for 20 years, mashallah, very good. That from 81 January to 2001 January. Then I came here with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So that was 2001 January. So that when guests used to come to Darulum, you know, India, Pakistan, Arab, and so then Muslim is always, they tell me, I must translate, you know. So that's how we started building up, like, you understand, connection with them and some. So some of these people, they could see that the passion I used to have for Palestine. So the one sheikh came, he brought a lot of books for me. He said, Ustad Rushdie or something his name. So he gave me this book. His name is written there also. Ustad Doctor Rushdie or something. So your master, he saw that this guy really loves Palestine, you know. So like that, they gave me loan from. Those was already in the 90s, because I told you in 89, I went first time, and how they treated me. So that day, I made a pledge that these jutlas, me, I'm going to fix them up, you understand? So this type of things there. Yeah. Now every program of ours, they record of mine, they record. I told them for the time, today we're going to speak about the massacres committed by Israel, the haramis, the war terrorists, the swines, you understand? Quran calls them swines. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ and monkeys and donkeys. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ Chapter 5, verse 60. Chapter 62, verse 5. So all this is in the Quran. So we must use the terms that the Quran has called them with. Remember that. There's no need to be frightened of anybody. Now see the tafsir he made. Therefore, in Tirmidhi Sharif, you must remember beautiful hadith reported by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu regarding the Quran. وَأَجَائِبُهُ لَا تَنْقَضِي That the jewels of the Quran will never get finished. And the true ulama, وَلَا يَشْبَأُ مِنْهُ الْعُلَمَا The true ulama will never get satisfied. You will have this tafsir, this commentary everywhere. Therefore, I understand Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni. Your opinion, you're entitled to it. I got no problem with that. But if you ask me, in this past 50, 100 years, in this century, who was one of the greatest mufassirin and commentator of the Noble Quran, I don't have to think also. I will tell you from Halab, from Aleppo, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah, and you said, Nawwar Allah, you must remember that Qabrahu and so forth. So you must remember this. So he was, they stayed in Makkah for over 50 years. He passed away now, 2-3 years now, there in Istanbul. Every time you ask him, you say, no, I'm busy with this tafsir, this. I got over 4 or 5 different tafsir of his. Yeah, he wrote about 8 different, 9. So all, sometime ahkam, sometime the balagha, sometime the tafsir, sometime this, sometime. So many different dimensions you can take out, you understand? And beautiful, you must remember. So you must go read his tafasir. You got Safatul Tafasir, and you got Rawayul Bayan, and you got Rawayul Bayan, and then you got just ordinary Quran tafsir, just like simple translation, you know, Arabic to Arabic, like that. So many like that he wrote. So Tanwirul Adhan, like that. So beautiful, beautiful. So let's read with this Haqaiqul Quraniyya. Then we will understand what is happening now. So Surah 17, verse 4, وَقَضَيْنَا Almighty Allah is one alone and unique, and Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun. Why Allah uses royal pronoun? As a symbol of respect and reverence. 2, Allah Ta'ala is stamping His majesty, His authority, His sovereignty. Allah says, نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتِ We give life, we give death. Bring all the doctors, all the professors, all the scientists, tell them give life. Let ensoulment take place. You put the ruh inside anyone. Who can do that? Who can give death? So nobody can. How many times people commit suicide and nobody dies? Attempted suicide. And how many times accident takes place? All the adults die, the baby is living, the child is living, like that. So وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ To the children of Israel. Israel is the laqab, the title of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. فِي الْكِتَابِ So in the book. So which book? This Quran Sharif. Now you can say Torah also. It doesn't matter. Both can work. لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ. That surely, surely, definitely, you are going to cause mischief, mayhem, twice on this earth. So the first time you caused mischief, so was in a time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Makkah Mukarrama, there were no Jutlas, no Jews. In Medina Munawwara, so the Banu Qaynuqa were there, the Banu Nadir were there, the Banu Qurayza were there, and all. And one by one, all got expelled for their treachery. You must remember that. So that is how. Then, when the ultimate battle took place in the 7th year of the Hijrah, in the month of Muharram, this side were the Muslims and that side were the non-Muslims, the Jutlas, the Jews. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's name has to be mentioned because he played the prominent role. And this is the beauty of Islam. Before the battle, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, go open Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, in the manaqib, fadail of Sayyidina Ali, you will find it. Ya Ali, la ayyahdi Allahu bika rajulan wahida khairul laka min humrin na'am. So it is better for you through your effort if one person embraces Islam than the red camels, the red Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Porsche and Cadillac and Rolls Royce and all that. That will be your modern translation. Hadith Bukhari, Muslim Sharif. So it shows Islam still gives them an opportunity, but they don't listen, then the war starts. So you must remember, Muslims defeated them, 94 or so of them dispatched to Jahannam and Hellfire. 16 Sahaba became martyred and so forth. We went to Khaybar. Whenever people go nowadays for Umrah and Ziyarat Medina, so because everything is open. So when you're in Medina, then make sure after Fajr, you go Nashta and then Rasta. Straight after Fajr, go, have a quick bite and all that, and so forth, and then to go get your taxi, and say the Hab Iyab, round trip, that he must take you, and then he must wait there and show you, and then come back. So you can go there, and before Zuhur time, you'll be back. Yeah, so you won't miss any Salat in Masjid Nabawi. And if you're in Makkah Mukarramah, then you, after your Fajr, again Nashta, then Rasta, quick bite, breakfast, and then you go. Where are you going to go? Taif. But remember, when you go Taif, you must take your ihram with. So then you come back, you visit Taif, and then you must remember Masjid Addas is there, Masjid Abdullah bin Abbas is there, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas is buried there. In the year 68, he passed away. So like that, all these are places that you must see. And then when you come back from there, then you go to Sail. Sail is the miqat. And there you fasten your ihram. I went there also three, four times, and we fasten the ihram also there, mashallah. So like that, you must remember. You see, so you make your trip much more worthy. Not you just go Makkah, Medina, come back, and half the time shopping and killing time and all that by the mall, or meeting Paul and meeting Dawood Mota and that. You know Dawood Mota?
Bin Dawood.
We call him Dawood Mota. You see, so that. So just wasting time, all that. So لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ أُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. That is what's happening. So they're going to cause mischief on this earth twice, and they will be proud and arrogant and haughty. أُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. We can do whatever we want to, and we'll get away with murder and impunity. See Quran. Anything you want, you must understand the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of. If who can describe it so aptly? Nobody, besides Allah Ta'ala. So first time fitna fasad. Now what we are seeing is the second time. You see? So now, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ أُولَهُمَا. So they made fitna fasad twice. Once they made, and then what was the result? So that is the result. See? This Khaybar and all. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ أُولَهُمَا. So when the first promise came from the two promises, بَأَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا. So then we appointed against you Jutlas, and Bani Israel, عِبَادًا لَنَا, our special servants. Whose special servants? Sahaba. You see? So, Uli Basin Shadid. They were powerful. They were strong. They a person who was their best soldier, best warrior. In matter of minutes, Sayyidina Ali dispatched him to Jahannam. You understand? Uli. Fajasu khilal ad-diyar. Fajasu, they entered the inner recesses of your houses and everything and went round there and did everything. You see? So you must remember that, and this happened already. Wakana wa'adam mafula. Now you must understand, some people say, no, this happened long time. It is not right to have said that. So the ulama wrote thought according to what they assumed. But you see, فَإِذَا جَاءَ, when you have a verb, mazi, in the past tense, and there is إِذَا preceding it, then the meaning goes to the future. Mm. Therefore, you will see most of the verses regarding Qiyamah, that is in the past tense, but إِذَا is before it. See, إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ شَقَّتْ, and then إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ فَطَرَتْ, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, so all that. So these are just examples. Otherwise, you can see 100 examples like that. So many places in Quran. Quran speaks in the past tense because the waqi, it's happening, is mutayakkan, is 100% sure. There's no absolari bafi. There's absolutely no doubt in it. So that's why. Wakana wa'adam mafula. So that was done already. Now what we are seeing from 47 to 87, so because they make Hamas the whole day, so therefore I'm saying 87. So 87, Hamas was created and was established and so forth. I'll tell you about them. And 47, the Jutla started arriving. You must remember that, by ship. As squatters, as beggars, they didn't have underwear also properly. They came with short pants and torn clothes and all these kind of things. And they would carry flags and that. We kicked out and we are oppressed there in Europe and Germany and here and there. You do not go and, you know, kill our aspirations. So is this your aspiration? The people who entertain you, the people who hosted you, and now you go and murder them and kill them, murder their children. Sam min kalbak ya akulka. Always remember that saying. Sam min kalbak. You have a small puppy, you see. Then you give it nice food for all that. Then it becomes sammin, it becomes samin, it becomes fat and be healthy, like you see. Then it becomes a bulldog. Yes, sammin kalbak ya akulka, eat you up. Exactly what they're doing, these haramis. There's no other word for them. You have to call them harami, we have to call them swines, we have to call them war criminals and so forth. Remember that. So that sammin kalbak is not hadith or that, it's just saying, like proverb in Arabic language. So you must remember. Now look at Allah Ta'ala saying, we'll give you. You see, if we become true Muslim and we have Iman, Islam, we have taqwa, then there will be challenges, there will be sacrifices, lot of things. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهَلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And we will open for you the barakat and all that from the heavens and the earth. You see, everything is under Allah Ta'ala's sovereignty, authority and majesty. So who can let it happen? Only Allah Ta'ala. So the Jutla is supposed to be so sharp and intelligent, but Quran says they're donkeys and idiots. Donkeys, Surah 62, verse number 5. Idiots and fools and what else? So Allah says, Surah 59, verse 14. Surah 59, Surah Hashr, verse 14. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think that they are united, their hearts are totally fragmented. You just look at their politics and see. They can't even form a government, you must remember that. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They got no akal, no brains, you must remember that. So who in his right mind can go and attack a hospital and kill 500 people approximately? So you see, no brains are there. So that's a stain. Whenever any jutla, anybody say, we want to discuss how Hamas attacked on the 7th of October, then same time you Muslim must say, what happened on 17th October? You see, we Muslims, we don't equip ourselves. We don't know how to shut their mouths, you understand? Because we don't read, we suffer from a complex. White is right and West is the best, and we like slaves, you know, slave mentality and so forth. We're not liberated in our minds still, you know? We got slave mentality still, you see. That apartheid has damaged our brains a little bit. Allah says you must smash them in such a way, بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ. You must cast the haq and throw it in their faces against the batil. فَيَدْمَغُهُ. For you see, يَدْمَغُهُ. Their dimag, their brains must go spinning. فَإِذَا وَزَاهِكْ. And must be perished. That is Quran telling you that. You see? So we must understand these things. Now, so when they came in as squatters and all that, that will be our starting point. See what Allah says. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا. Then we. Now this is balagha, the rhetoric, the beauty, the style, diction of the Quran. Every bounty they enjoying, Allah attributed to Himself. Allah mentioned three. Then we will return to you power alayhim. So you will have power, jutlas, over the people, over Muslim, non-Muslim, Christians, whoever. So then a state of Israel is established. You see? So this is ishara to that. You see? Well, then, so we gave you radadna. We gave you one bounty already. Second bounty, wa amdadnakum bi amwali wa banin. And we gave you the wealth, you see, the banks and the money are flowing in, the shekels and dollars and euros and that. And the rupee with Modi and Sunak, both we don't know. They're drinking cow milk or cow urine, you know, because that's what they do in India and that. So bi amwali wa banin. So you must remember we gave you your children and so forth. And wa ja'alnakum akthar. You see the third one? Ja'alnakum. That's the third one. So read all three. Radadna, we. Amdadna, two. Waja'alnakum, three. Allah attributed to Himself. Akthara nafira. We gave you most of the armies. So American army, British army, you see? So this type of things there. Yeah. They're going to come out for you. They'll fight for you. And some Arab ulama and Palestinians, they translate Nafira not only as army and that they translate it as media also. You see? So you can see what we are. We small little chewing gums. We don't even count in their eyes. You must remember this type. But best part, they still record us. And the jutlas wake up 4 o'clock to listen to us. So this is the challenge for them. In ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. If you jutlas, you do good. Then, ahsantum li anfusikum. You did good for yourself. Now we have to pause here. You see, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu came from Medina Munawwara personally, there to Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, Arab ulama say Baytul Maqdis, our ulama say Baytul Muqaddas, both ways you can pronounce it, it's fine. There's no problem with that. So you must remember, so Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas when he came, and the Sahaba, Tabi'in shouted, Allahu Akbar Allah. Then the leader of the Christians was Sufyanus. And when he handed over the key to Amirul Mu'minin, Sayyidina Umar for Baka, he cried, you see. Who cried? Sufyanus. So, Mayub Kika, why you cry? He said, Inna Zulma Lasa'a. When you make Zulam Zulam, it will last for a short period. Wa Inna Al-Adla ila qiyamisa'a. And when you have justice, it will last till the day of justice. You got it now? So, what they did, they ruled. Allah Ta'ala gave them, you must remember the rule from 1099 to 1187. So this is after Sayyidina Umar's Waqia incident is 16th year after Hijrah. Gregorian calendar 636, right? So we must know all this. From then till 1099 Muslim rule. Then 1099 to 1187 Christian rule, Crusaders Salbiyin. Not one Salat took place in Aqsa 88 years. You understand? So all this happened there. So wa in asa'atum falaha. And if you're going to make zulam, you're going to murder and kill and bribe and all this kind of thing, falaha. The musibat, calamity, catastrophe will fall on you. So today, any person who's got some brains and is not biased and prejudiced and is not looking at it with a jaundiced eye, they all will tell you Israel is a cursed state and remember it are war criminals and baby killers and so forth. That if you look at the outpouring for Palestine, they said you can't carry Palestinian flags. Now in the Western capitals, thousands of them are carrying when moving around with that. So that is Allah's wisdom. With all this greater awareness came, like after 9/11, you must remember this type of thing. Quran became the bestseller as far as books go, after 9/11. So you must remember. More people embrace Islam. So now remember this verse here we're doing now, chapter 17, verse 7. So this verse you must read in conjunction with this verse here. So which verse? That you must go to Surah Bani Israel, the starting, and you must go to the ending of Surah Bani Israel. And that is chapter 17, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. You see how the verse is? That when the final promise of Allah comes, Jinna bikum lafifa. Hey, jinna bikum jama'a jama'a. We'll bring you groups and groups. Americans will come, British will come, Europeans will come, South Africans will come, Nepalese will come, this one will come. So different Jews. So why? Allah's wisdom. So it's easier for the Muslim army to attack them. Where are you going to look for all the jutlas in the world? Bring them one place, we just finish them up there. See? So that is chapter 17, verse 104. Now look at this tafsir here. Now see, when Allah told them three things, Allah Ta'ala attributed it to who? To Himself. Isn't it so I showed you? Now Allah is mentioning three things for the Muslims, and Allah attributes it to the Muslims. Tashreefan lahum wa takreeman lahum. To elevate the Muslims, you see? Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, 89 times. Allah says, Ya ayyuhallazina kafaru, once only. That also to humiliate them. 89 times, tashreefan wa takreema, to elevate and honor and mess, to show how Allah loves us. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ So when the last promise comes, لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوَكُمْ, they will disfigure your faces. So now the 1400 jutla sent to hell. So remember me, I say openly, we have no empathy, no sympathy for them. They deserve what they got. You must remember that. So they say in Gaza, there is no, you must remember this, civilians, they're all. So the one-year-old baby, the six-month, they're all terrorists. You understand? So if you can say that, we can say the whole Israel are terrorists. Mm. So if you can say that, we can say that also. So you must remember, لِيَسُوْجُوَكُمْ, they will disfigure your faces. And now last week Friday, no Jummah Salat in Aqsa. Tomorrow also, Allah alone knows. Maybe they open, maybe they won't open. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَلَ مَرَّا And they will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time. Only jihad. No, all this negotiation and meeting, all waste of time. It's not worth the paper which is written. And all this pride you had. We got America, we got Europe, we got the international community. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا Now you must know the beauty of Quran. What is yutabbiru? تَبِّرُوا So you must remember it's from Bab Tafil. Bab Tafil, min khasaisihi, Allah will crush your pride slowly, 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 till all your pride is finished. You see, gradually it will happen. So they understand the beauty of Quran. Ma alaw tatbira. So this word tatbira is tafil. So tafil means it will happen gradually. Therefore, Quran is tanzil. Tanzil, Quran is revealed gradually. 23 years. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. See, nazzalna. Inna anzalna. From seven heaven to first heaven is anzalna. From the samaa dunya, the first heaven, first sky, to the Mubarak, blessed heart of Nabi alayhi salam is tanzil. You see? So that you must know all that. So tatbira. So that is what. Now we go for a break, inshallah, and then we'll start with all the massacres that are. There are so many, but we'll just highlight few of them, and every Muslim, and we're going to send it out today also, that, and inshallah, during the week also, we'll send out more. And so, but today I'll send out some of the massacres committed by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, who are war criminals against the Palestinians and against the Muslims.
Inshallah, we'll meet you after the break.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we return to this program. Mufti Saab, which massacres, where do we start? 1947.
So let's go to the massacres committed by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. So we will give it to you, try and give it to you chronologically. So that is how then you will know what's really happening. We will send it out, inshallah, to you as well. So if you know that Palestine was under the British mandate, right? So remember, so in 47, they said that you can't have so many jutlas entering here. So these people, now remember these three gangs. One was the Stern gang, S-T-E-R-N. One was the Haganah gang, H-A-G-G-A-N-A. And one was the Irgun gang. They subsequently became the IDF. So they are the ones who murdered the British, 91 of them in King David Hotel. And this was, now this is terrorism against the British. You understand? There, before the apartheid regime was even established and so forth. So let's come now. So just before, you must remember, Israel was established. Remember, Israel became officially Israel 14th of May, 1948. So they were moving around, these gangs, and already they were massacring. See, number one, the massacre of Deir Yassin, April 9th, 1948. So this is 1 month before, you understand? They are the establishment, if you want to call it. When apartheid Israel murdered some 300 civilians, including children, women, and elderly women, in their homes, others were tied to trees and burned to death. Others lined up against a wall and shot, even opened the bellies of pregnant women with gun knives. So this was the massacre of Deir Yassin. So remember, April 9th, 1948. Nobody can dispute this. All this is well. If you want the spelling, Deir Yassin, D-E-I-R. So Yassin, Y-A-S-S-E-N, that's how they spell it. Two, so the massacre of Qalqilya. So the massacre of Qalqilya, October 10th, 1956, when Israel attacked a little Palestinian village with 10 fighter planes and a whole artillery brigade, killing 70 civilians. See, so all this we're speaking about, mass murder of the Muslims and Palestinians and so forth. Then you must remember the massacre of Bahr al-Baqar. So remember, Baqar is that, you know, where you stab people and so forth and so. So, and the blood flowing and so forth. So April 9, 1970, when Israel bombed an Egyptian elementary school, meaning that Egypt were paying for that school and so forth, you know. So a school murdering 46 little innocent children, you see. So that is this people here, guilty of war crime, war crime, war crime, and it goes on. So the massacre of Sabra and Shatila. So you must remember, that is the time, you must remember, Ariel Sharon. So he was like coming into a lot of prominence at that time, 1982. So Ari, they used to call him, you must remember this. So when Israel surrounded and sealed two densely populated Palestine refugee camps, allowing a militia group that is funded and armed by apartheid Israel to literally butcher about 3,500 civilians for three whole days. Very similar to what Modi did there in Gujarat, allowing his mob and gangsters and terrorists to kill, murder, rape, and do whatever they want to. And over 2,500 Muslims were murdered and massacred and so forth. Therefore, we call Modiji the butcher of Gujarat. And the world's biggest criminal, according to Google, in the beginning of August this year. So remember, all of this happened while Israeli forces prevented anyone from escaping and was lighting the camps with light bombs at night to facilitate the savage job of this massacre, of its group. So remember all this. So Sabra and Shatila. The tragedy is the Muslims today never even heard these terms. You go ask a Muslim today, 90%, 80%. We know what happened in soccer. We know what happened in cricket. We know what happens in the movies. All the haram things they'll tell you. Today, what happened? Today. In the morning, one woman, one mother contact us. She says, I sent my daughter to university and so forth. Two people arrested. They wanted to rape her. Okay, Mufteke, help us. Give us. So I say, how can I help you when we tell you to sell your daughters to these brothels is haram? You see? So that is where things that are haram, زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Satan, Lucifer, he decorates it. He beautifies it. See, you must remember, the massacre of Al-Aqsa. So you must remember that. So how many times they massacred Aqsa and all that? See, I tell you. In 1969, you must remember that they massacred Al-Aqsa. Now remember, in 67, there's one thing we must say. You see, Muslim, understand this here. We many a time make this mistake also. That's not right. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Quran says this, even with your enemies, you must do absolute justice. You see that? So in 48 they came and did that. 67 Moshe Dayan, the small Dajjal, he came. They came right till Aqsa, and one of the army personnel went and he started putting up the Israeli flag. He saw that with his one eye, you know, his other eye was damaged in the war and all. So he told them, pull it down. He says, we don't interfere with the holy sites of Muslims and Christians. So he made them bring that flag down and put up the Palestinian flag back to where it was. So that was, we must give it, you know, some credit there. We also need to be fair. So remember, they understood that this Masjid al-Aqsa, all that belongs to us. No portion belongs to them and so forth and so on. So that is something we must remember. Now that happened in 67. 69, so you must remember one Jutla, Rohan, Australian Jew. He comes, you must say, this is now Golda Meir, is the Prime Minister. She from 21 to 48, you must remember, is what? The Prime Minister. So from 1921 to 1948, she's holding a Palestinian passport. When she becomes Prime Minister, they say, what is Palestine? There's no Palestine. But she was holding a Palestinian passport. So they allowed this Jutla to go. Now you must know that mimbar that was there in Aqsa al-Mubarak was Nuruddin Zanki's mimbar. I saw a portion of it, you know, because when they took us and showed us those days. So you must remember that they burnt it, and they, the Israeli haramis, war criminals, super terrorists, that they burned the masjid also, a portion of it, burned the mimbar also, and that mimbar, they was made of wood, but not one nail was knocked in it. You must remember that. A masterpiece it was. So anyway, so what happens then? So they said, no, he's an insane Jew. So every time a Jew commits a crime, he's either a lone wolf or either he's crazy. So show us a sane Jew then. You must remember this. You understand? Outside what they did, the Palestinians are running to get water to extinguish the fire. They close the taps. You understand? These haramis did all this. So you must remember that. So Aqsa, not once, how many times you must, the Palestinians, I don't know if you're aware of this. I met such Palestinians in these 5 trips. One time meet this one. That one person, whether he's alive or passed away now, but he wrote everything. He will tell you how many bricks there are in Aqsa al-Mubarak. He will tell you how much you stand from year to day, what are the measurements, this. They have preserved and protected everything. You must remember. If somebody asks us, our house, how is this? We don't even know that. So he knows of Aqsa and all that. You must remember this kind of things there. So this happened in 1969. You must remember this type of things here. That is that what they did here. You see? Okay, yes, it's here. I give you the exact date. Harqul Masjid al-Aqsa, Sab'a, the 7th of Jumad al-Ukhra, and the year Islamic date 1389. You see that? And the hand of this guy here. And if you want your Gregorian calendar, so it was the 21st of August 1969. 21st August 1969. You got it now? So dates like this, you must remember. This happened with the commandment of Golda Meir and everything. She says that night she was not sure that what will happen the next day. When she saw nothing happen, she said, there's a time I realized the Arab nations are good for nothing and they can never attack us. Imagine the Prime Minister of Israel telling you Arabs this. What? And here you got 10,000, 20,000 Hamas that sent your 1,400 to hell, took 200 people, and as prisoners of war, we don't want to call to hostages. Of them, 100 or more are your army generals and your army personnel. What a shame and disgrace for Israel that is. You understand? That is what makes them go mad, you must remember. For Bibi and Smotrich and Ben-Gvir. Ben-Gvir, the super terrorist harami and one of the biggest terrorists in the world, said nothing will enter Gaza besides bombs. That's what he said on his Twitter account. So I sent it out yesterday and all this type of thing. So we must remember. So I gave you both dates. So 1969. So if you want to know about Palestine and you want to know who played a great role in the liberation of it and so forth from the Salbiyin Crusaders, then three people's name you must always know. Nuruddin Zanki, his father Imaduddin Zanki, and Salahuddin Ayyubi. You must always remember that. Okay, then this one here, go, just Google it there. You see, they use the word majzara. Meem, jeem, zara, majzara. Or they call mazbaha, the massacre and the slaughter. So you will get the za'atar. So this happened, you must remember, the 23rd of, you must, the Sha'ban, 1396. And if you want English Gregorian calendar, just put there slaughter massacre of Za'atar. And this happened on the 12th of August, 1976. So you must remember this. 12th of August, 1976. And Za'atar. So how you say Tel Aviv? So Tel Za'atar. So another massacre took place there and so forth. So like that, we must know how many massacres like that took place in Masjidul Aqsa in 1990. That they came in and inside the masjid, they murdered, you must remember, there are 21 people and so forth. What about Masjid Ibrahim Khalili, Baruch Goldstein? So you must remember it was, so in 1994, you must know, 25th of February, and what happened? It was the 16th of Ramadan, and while they're reading Fajr Salat, so he comes in with his Uzi. They're all facing Qibla, he comes on the back. The police, the army allow him, and he mows them down, murders them, premeditated, cold-blooded murder. 29 become Shuhada, same time, and then the others succumb to their injuries and so forth, and the death toll is 70 approximately. So therefore, the road is called Tariqu Shuhada, and Shuhada Street is closed for the Palestinians. Is only open for foreigners and open for, you must remember, there's Jutlas and Haramis and so forth. In Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, they got a hold of him, they dispatched him to this Baruch Goldstein and this character here, there's Ben Gurion, their best of friends. He says, this is my role model. The more you kill Palestinians, the greater you are. So they put a big mausoleum and mazar for him, for Baruch Goldstein. So the Jutlas go there and kiss him. They say, you're the most celebrated soldier and person here. You did the best job. You murdered 70 Palestinians while they're praying. So you must remember. These are the haramis. You must remember this type of things here. So like that. So what they got there about Za'atar day? I gave you that.
Gee, it's close. April 13th, 1975.
So you must...
You said April 12th.
So 19?
1975, they got you.
Yeah, April. So, but what else they write there? There's not no notes there.
The siege took place, alternatively known as Massacre of Tel Za'atar.
Yeah, Za'atar, yeah.
Za'atar. Was an armed siege of this year. It means the hill of the Thyme, fortified. And this took place, it ended on August the 12th, 1976.
Yeah, yes, it is. That's the date I got.
Massacre of at least 1,500 people.
You see? Of 1,500 Palestinians murdered by them and so forth. So like that, you must remember. So this must be added now, bombing a hospital, and which is a war crime according to every law and so forth. And the bombs that were used can never be used by Palestinians. They don't even have that kind of things there. So to say it was misfiring, and that, you know, when they murdered Shirin Abu Aqila, same thing they did. They rejected it and so forth. And they say, no, it's these characters, they just fire everywhere. And one stray bullet hit her. Whilst it was purged, was she had that press uniform and helmet, everything. You need a real sharpshooter to shoot her, you understand? One bullet straight in the neck and so forth. And then she's a non-Muslim, but she died, you must remember, for the cause of Palestine. And she was exposing their war crimes on Jazeera and so forth. So now that I carried it out this morning, they want to ban Jazeera in future, you see? You can't go and hide the truth now. All the truth is coming out. So in those days, you could hide. Now it's digital age. Everybody knows. And that's the world is waking up to the crimes of America. America is super terrorist. The mother of Israel, which is a harami, illegitimate, and a B. So you must remember that, is Britain. And the father is America. So you must remember this. And they are all accomplices. Then you bring in this France and Germany and all these people. So you must remember these type of things. So you know, these kind of things we must send out, and we must highlight to the people the massacres committed by the Israeli apartheid regime and their police and their armies and so forth, right inside our holy places, whether it is Aqsa al-Mubarak or whether it is Masjid Ibrahim Khalili and other places. Allah Ta'ala destroy and decimate and annihilate the apartheid terrorism regime. Allahumma ahlikhum kama ahlakta Aad wa Thamud ya Rabbal Alameen.
Alhamdulillah, we've come to the end of the program. Mufti Saab, jazakumullah khairan for your time and all of this. The one youngster was imitating Mufti Saab. He said, yes, we must name them, nail them and shame them. So we come to the end of the program. We go next for the news with Brother Suleiman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.